from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Dwayne Crawley, age 42 at the time of this interview.
When I was coming up, the love went further than your doorstep. It truly was a statement that was said that it take a whole village to raise kids. Back then, that's what it was about. Like, I do something wrong. By the time I got home, my mom knew the whole story. Belt waiting on me. Nowadays, people see something wrong and they pulling out phones. And they don't really care to make a difference. And that's what it's about, making a difference. My childhood, it wasn't easy. I had a father that I looked up to and thought was my superhero. And then he wasn't around no more. So I had a lot of questions that I needed answers for. And really no one to turn to ask the questions. So I learned the hard way. I came through a lot of bad situations. I seen a lot of friends go by cemeteries and prisons. And I seen a lot of friends get messed up on drugs because of the depression we was going through at the time. It had an impact on me in a negative way in the beginning. But when the smoke cleared and you realized you had way more to live for, it started impacting me differently. In the beginning, I was so caught up into what I was doing. I didn't slow down enough to even pay attention to my own son sometimes. And he's my only child. Because I was so busy running around doing me. You know what I mean? But then when the smoke cleared, I realized there was things that I valued that had very little value. And things that didn't, that had great value. Like spending time with my only child. Being a positive role model to the kids in the neighborhood. The bad in me turned out to bring a lot of good out of me. But know that the bad wasn't because we was just bad kids. The bad was because we cared about this neighborhood. It always was about the neighborhood. And to this day, that's what I'm about, this neighborhood. And I go after the kids, you know, 14 on down to 2. You know, they all love me because I take time to listen to them. I tell them what's real. And I don't just coach football. I mentor as far as doing right and wrong, knowing the difference between common sense and nonsense. Your body of work is what makes you successful. Now, if you're slacking, then I mean you're lacking. And that means, basically, you're not bending down. So later on in life, you're going to have struggles. But if you bend down while you're young, later on in life, it'll be smooth for you, man. But you got to do all the right things. Stay in school. Listen to your parents. Stay out of trouble. Do things that's positive, you know what I mean? Stay in positive programs like Boys and Girls Clubs, Boy Scouts, play football, because that's all discipline and structure. You understand what I'm saying to you? And then when you're old enough, get a summer job, man, because ain't nothing like being independent. None at all. My secret to success is not giving up, man. When you give up, it's over, man. You can't give up. No matter how bad or ugly it gets, you cannot give up. Don't do drugs. Drugs is cigarettes, too much sugar. Don't think drugs is just hardcore. I mean, there's all type of drugs. Too much food. Don't allow yourself to be addicted to nothing. Money. Have control of your life, man. Don't let things control you. It took me a long time to get to where I am now, and I still got a long way to go. But remember, I told you, I'm doing it without a father. If you got a father, cherish that, man. Respect that. Because everybody don't have that, man. Everybody don't have a father to care about them. Everybody don't have a father that's in their life. And for those who don't, there's guys like me who care, man, who don't just be a football coach, but also a father figure. Everything you do in life will reflect on your life later in life. So now you have to sacrifice. You have to stay in school. You have to stay focused and do positive things to keep out of trouble. Honor your parents, because in the blink of an eye, you look up and you'll be my age. and just now getting a grip on life, and you don't want that. It's easy to say you don't care. It's easy to say, I'm going to just go out here and carry a gun and do what I want to do. I mean, that's easy, man. Everybody can act crazy, but it takes a great man to deal with adversity.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Damon Briston, Javon Clark, and Kenyon Walker. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.